Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't like your thing. You're not enjoying Black Monday with me. You got to get in the game.
Because here. I don't like when the solution maybe worse than the original issue. So me and Tobor are having a conversation. And just hear me out, because all our conversations are like this and people don't realize it. Like, this is why we argue everywhere we go. I said, you see all the coaches getting fired? I said, so if Mike McDaniel gets fired, we might end up with one of those guys. He says, good. I mean, like, so how do you know they're going to be more successful than Mike McDaniel? The whole point is success.
I mean, first of all,
how can you take somebody from any one of those teams who had a fire coach?
Bro, Mike McDaniel's like 4-25 against playoff teams.
Okay.
He's gotten worse every single season.
Yep.
We already gave you the third quarter.
Again,
what are we losing? I just want to know. And the only reason, the only thing that he had positive on his resume was making Tua a good quarterback for a couple of years. And by the way, they don't like each other anymore. It's over.
Okay. I'm from the school of thought that before you make any decision like that, you have a relative idea of what you want and what your replacement's going to be. And when you look out at football, can you honestly say that there's anything better out there at this point?
Anything would be better.
But that's an assumption.
Yeah. Okay. Correct.
Look at and all.
You know what else?
Wait, hold on. One more. All the other teams that got rid of the coaches saying the same thing as you.
Okay. You want to.
So how, if you end up with each other's coaches, how's that better?
You know what else is an assumption?
What?
That he's going to turn it around.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
What are you scared of,
big dog?
At no point in time.
Come on, boss man.
You know how I feel about that. Dude, I've never wanted to choke the life out of another individual than somebody that says boss man.
Anybody ever call you boss man, Brittany?
No, I would take a major offense to that if anyone referred to me as a man.
What about chief? Anybody ever call you chief?
Chief. I hate that too. Boss man.
Those are masculine chief problems.
No,
I
it's
fear.
Not. No, it's not.
No, they yes. are. Like I always see men was like, oh, hey, bud. All right, buddy. It's so strange.
No, that's condescending when you call somebody buddy.
But so is whatever. I feel like so is boss man.
I know. I hate it.
Boss hoss.
Oh, there's another one. Big guy. Big guy.
It's funny because Tobin calls you all of these things all the time.
But he knows. It's another one of his tactics.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito.
My our lowest price. Calls me bub.
This is a Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. All right, I got candidates here. I got candidates here for the Dolphins.
No, stop.
What?
No, because
I swear I do. These are GM candidates.
Oh no, they're asked to interview the guy from
Packers.
Packers.
Yep. Tom Pelissero from NFL Network. I actually got multiple guys now. He's got a list. The Dolphins have requested to interview Packers VP of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, for the GM job.
And I don't like three namers.
The Dolphins.
Three namers are only associated with serial killers.
The Dolphins have.
Am I lying? When was the last time you saw a great GM, great coach that went by three names?
That's a good question.
Billy Bob Thornton. That's it. That's all the guy comes.
I haven't watched Landman, but man, this Landman yesterday. I haven't seen the latest episode, but man, this show's got nothing. I can't stop watching it. But this Billy Bob Thornton, he basically just goes around pissed off all the time. He's a Landman, and it's like he just wants to be angry. You know, his family just wants to love him. His hot wife has come back to him. His son is a genius. His daughter is the hot, and he's just pissed off all the time. And I'm just like, why is he so angry, Billy Bob? He goes, I got things to deal with. I got to get in this truck and drive 3 hours. And then, and then his dad's even like one episode. They bring his dad. You know who his dad is? Sam Elliott. Because if you need an old cowboy,
Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott has looked the same for the last 20 years.
Sam Elliott's sitting in the
truck.
What
did he look like young?
Oh, I think he came out of the womb with that mustache.
All you know him as is old cowboy.
Sam Elliott's in the truck with him one time. He goes, son, you got it all and you're too stupid to even realize it. Shut up, Dad. I have somewhere to go. I got more oil to fix. And he's totally right. He's a president of a billion-bazillion-dollar oil company, and he's just pissed off all the time. Yeah. Anyway, Landman on Paramount. Tom Pelissero. Dolphins have put in a request to interview Eagles assistant GM Alec Hallaby for their GM job. You want to picture him?
You know if he's showing me this picture what this means, right? He's 12. I think him and the baseball guy went to school together. Kindergarten, like last year. He's young.
He looks my age.
I wonder if he's got a Wikipedia.
Can I just say this?
It says he's my age.
39. I don't want him. You know why?
Oh, he's from Harvard.
Let me tell you.
Harvard.
Wait, why don't I want him? Seems like he's going by pieces of paper. He ain't looking at football.
Been with the Eagles since 2007.
You see what I mean?
Two-time champion.
I don't care. Okay? I want a guy, and he might be that guy.
You want me to give you some of his Wikipedia? Hallaby is from...
Wait, his Wikipedia is going to say side guy. He's the next guy up. He ain't the guy.
Hallaby... Well, they got... who's their guy? Their guy's good. Howie Roseman. That guy's one of the best. Hallaby's from Madison, Wisconsin. He was born in 1986 or 87, unclear. He attended Madison Memorial High School, where he played football as the team's quarterback. He became the starter as a senior. He later studied English at Harvard.
English. So you ain't even talking about numbers yet.
Where he graduated in 2009. He was a Philadelphia Eagles intern in 2007.
So he did the old Eric Spoelstra.
He became,
worked his way up through the...
He became interested in analytics after a stint with...
No!
What do you mean, dude?
No.
Why?
I do not want an analytical guy. I don't want a guy coaching a team and coaching men and coaching situations off of a piece of paper. Absolutely not. You can use analytics.
He's the vice president of Eagles.
I don't care. You can use analytics. But I'm so sick and tired of looking on my screen and it says, analytics says go for it. And how long has analytics been with these players? You got to know what your guys can and can't do, right? You got to have a feel for it.
Tom Pelissero also.
No.
What?
No. Any guy you talk about numbers and paper, I don't want. No.
You know that's what they want, right? No. Like they want a scouting analytics guy.
Don't care. Nope.
Tom Pelissero also.
I want a guy who knows football, who can look at men, and then also know.
Lonzo Highsmith. Yeah. With the Patriots.
He was with Cleveland.
He was with Cleveland. He was with Seattle. Was he in the Canes GM for like a couple of years before he went?
No, he wanted to be, and then
they didn't want him.
They didn't have it.
Tom Pelissero reports the Dolphins have also requested interviews with 49ers VP of personnel Tariq Ahmed and director of scouting and football operations, Josh Williams, for the GM job. Mike McDaniel's hoping for the 49ers guy, yeah? He's like, please, 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 please.
Your friends are the first ones to get you out of there. No, what you talking about?
Let me see. Any other lists that have come through? Anybody I missed?
Leroy, then don't get excited what the Marlins did last year. Then that was based on numbers. Here's what I would say. Baseball's a little different in that analytics are used for contact and strikeouts per at-bats and stuff like that, right? And those numbers tie into overall success, even though a guy may not hit 30 home runs, he might only strike out 100 times or 120 times. That matters. But for me, there's nothing, because football, there's so many moving parts. The only way you can really use analytics, and that analytics is used, is based on numbers amongst everybody, like situations. Analytics are used more for situations, not for players, like what this guy does well, well, how he does this, or whatever. It just isn't.
The final name is that's out there right now is Rams assistant GM John McKay.
Any relation to how was your execution? Yes, I'm all for it. Y'all remember John McKay?
Mm-mm.
John McKay was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the expansion team. And after one game, they go, how'd you feel about the team's execution? And he said, I'm all for it.
That's great. So you're
or
out.
Is it Jim McKay? That might have been Jim McKay.
You're out on analytics,
no.
Huh?
Yes. No, it doesn't apply to football. Football, you got to be able to look on the field, and one of the things that coaches are great at or not good at is being able to look at how his team is playing and get a feel for the game and then determine whether to use analytics or not. Like, guess what? If your team hasn't rushed for social distancing all game, stop making them feel like they can get fourth and two. Right? That's what I mean about watching football and getting a feel for it. And they put it on TV like everybody's created equal. All these teams are not the same. But you put an analytics up in the right-hand corner, like it doesn't matter. Every team is the same. No, some teams suck at that. Some teams don't have a short yardage back. Some teams don't have the blocking up front to do that short yardage crap.
Wasn't the Jaguars guy from the Rams last year, Brittany? Do you guys remember? Remember the young
who, Duval?
No, Duval was from Tampa. He was the coach, but he was. Remember, he turned down the Jags job before they hired the GM. The GM was another young whippersnapper. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be a young whippersnapper as the GM, dude. It's going to be some Harvard Yale kid. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. That's all the rage.
But, dude,
I'm telling you.
Okay, that seems to be the biggest problem with all this.
Jaguars are 13 wins.
Analytics works. No. You think analytics is why the Jags are good? Or why are they playing better? It's because of coaching. It's the coaching staff. It's the offense. It's the defense. It's up front. It's always been about that. Analytics fit to some extent. I'm not saying not to use analytics, but I'm saying this. If you don't have a man running the show, and I'm talking about a coach,
mm-hmm.
that knows when the right time to use analytics and
agree.
When the right time isn't.
I think the Rams.
Sick of every coach thinking that because analytics say go for it, you should go for it when you know your team is garbage.
I think the Rams are good because of Sean McVay.
Right. Correct.
I agree.
And he may use analytics, but it's more the other stuff that he's doing. And so when you get a guy, and how can analytics work in the front office? If you get guys that are specifically good for certain things and then put them all together. However, here's where it becomes a problem. Because you have so many moving parts on a football field, sometimes guys have success based on the guys they're playing around. And while your numbers look good in certain situations, as a coach, you have to see it and understand how much of it is because of the guys around him and freeing him up or what have you. So, yeah, I'm no. I don't want, no.
Do you like the idea, though, the Rams were in a little bit of cap hell a couple of years ago after the Super Bowl? They kind of got out of it pretty quickly. So that could be a valuable thing.
They got out of it pretty quick. But none of their big-time money was really with quarterback.
No. Well, Stafford got paid pretty handsomely.
But I'm saying with the other stuff, see, when it's position guys, mm-hmm. you can kind of get rid of them.
No, but they did a great job redoing that defense.
Oh, yeah.
They did a great job.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, with their guy retiring. Keep in mind, they had a guy retire that was making $25-$30 a year. And that freed up a lot of money. So, yeah, that's not going to be this situation.
Take a break here on the program. We get any more updates on the Dolphins GM search. We'll keep you posted on that. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Oh, glad you could join us.
Oh, my God. Hi, guys.
By the way, I did not appreciate you guys ganging up on me. Somebody sent me the little video, so I said, oh, Tobin had a situation with a possum. I'ma just send it over to him. And so I send it to you guys, and lo and behold, got him again. Like,
Leroy, it was pretty obvious.
I'm just saying, I don't look at videos for AI or not AI. I just look at it as funny.
We know. We know you don't.
It was really obvious, but it was a good attempt.
Yeah. I mean, they were in a cage like penguins.
Yeah, like who has that many possums off the rip?
Intangibles.
Your barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the rats were scary. That was true. So Troy Aikman, huh? He's gonna fix it?
No. See, I don't think that. How can I put this? I don't think that he brings people in to have power. I think he brings people in that he respects, mm-hmm. that he wants an opinion to make a decision.
Right.
You see what I mean? I do like one thing, and I don't know how much it's going to hurt or help. they're getting a new GM, and then they'll deal with the coach thing.
Right.
If they were to get rid of Mike, then...
Which is how it should be, by the way.
No, no, hold on. If you get rid of Mike first,
yeah,
aren't you putting the GM in a bad spot with what's available at coach? Because he may not find – you understand what I'm saying?
So you think you want to give
him – let him come in. You do what you need to do.
I think Cam Cameron wasn't fired right away when Bill Parcells was hired. I think he had a chance to interview for the job. Like, to, you know, kind of be like, ah, yeah. And obviously he was fired because he stunk. But I don't think – I think Parcells got to fire him himself. So I see what you're saying. Give him the pleasure of firing McDaniel. Don't just let – don't take one of the joys away of being a GM of firing the coach.
I'm telling you. Eggman is not going to take a GM job. They don't pay enough.
Nah, I don't think so.
No. To just work weekends?
He's just
work weekends in football season?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'm surprised. So let me ask you this. With Tom Brady, is he now, since he's now officially like leading football operations, now is he still allowed to broadcast, or they're going to keep that charade up?
Is he only going to do NFC game?
I don't know. He's the lead Fox guy. I don't know. I can't believe Greg Olson had to get stuck with that Dolphins game yesterday. Guy went from the Super Bowl to a Dolphins Patriots game, meaning nothing. Poor bastard. G-Reg.
I mean, the check doesn't change.
Actually, it did change.
Really?
Yeah, his page changed significantly.
Oh, because they brought in Tom Brady.
Yeah.
This is just the bizarre last few series, and they don't go hurry up. Now they're going hurry up, calling timeouts. It's just, it's hard to understand exactly what the philosophy offense, or what they're trying penalty. To do.
Second down.
So the delay of game on top of it.
Oh, man. Mike McDaniel wasn't bothered by that, though. I'm sure he wasn't.
Dude.
Sure he was.
Can I just tell you? I watched the last 3 weeks of Dolphins football knowing the inevitable.
Yep.
That people are going to look at this situation and go, it ain't the quarterback. There's some other things that need to change.
For sure. And it's not that, like, just, and I don't think what you're saying is, like, Tua wasn't, it's not like Tua's blameless.
Hold on. No. I put a lot of it on him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't look good.
Right.
He looked like something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Omar saying, yeah, he didn't even throw the last 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, he wasn't throwing at practice.
Right. So maybe something was wrong, which sucks because identify and give him a fair shake.
Right.
So, but I could see, like, he...
But there are issues. Tua was a big issue, but there were issues beyond Tua as well. And
correct.
A lot of them had to be... We're under correct. The umbrella of Mike McDaniel.
Correct. And part of it was halftime. What are they doing at halftime? Smoking a hookah? Sitting around the circle in the bathroom? Because what y'all want to do about that third down blitz? Keep running with it, Tua. Do your thing.
Yeah, maybe listen. Maybe Mario.
You don't have to do puff pass with the hookah, right? Everybody just get their own little special tube.
You keep calling it a hookah.
What?
Which makes me feel like it's a lady of the night.
No. Let me get this out before.
Now I feel like I'm going to say it wrong because I keep hearing Leroy.
So, let me explain something to you. Okay. The whole purpose of communication is so that you understand what I'm saying, right?
No.
Did you know what I was saying? Did you understand what I was talking about?
I did, but just want clarity for everybody.
Okay, hookah?
It's hookah.
Hookah.
I did. I said hookah.
No, you didn't, dude. You called it a hookah.
But did everybody know what I was talking about?
Well.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, because okay. If they were smoking a hookah in the hot time, they got way bigger issues. And smoking a hookah.
So, Silverman Rim said HR is worried about your communication.
Can you imagine Coach Leroy going in front of his team? And he goes, don't worry, guys. We just got to get through this rough patch and hunker down. The team's looking around. They're like, what did he say?
You guys.
Minus one.
Brittany, you having a good time?
For butchering English.
Jennifer, you having a good time?
Having a great time.
Okay, I bet you are. I bet you are.
I miss you so much.
It sounds like, yeah.
But to your point.
I evidently didn't have a point if you were talking about all the side crap I was talking about. There's no point. Clearly, it wasn't a big enough point. You weren't concentrating on that.
Face hurt.
You were concentrating on the enunciation of words.
Well,
don't act like English hasn't don't act like English hasn't kicked your ass.
Oh sure. Okay. Listen, we all know about transition. Rough.
Thought he was gonna say turducken. He said hookah nakua. Oh boy, man!
And he found other ways to contribute, even if it was getting into transition. Excuse me, easy for me to say. Get out there and get some.
And then he gave you like celebrity.
Tommy was like, Tommy Tighe was like, "You okay, man?" Oh man!
Like all of a sudden, now you enunciate. If we ever have to go for this show to you for enunciation of words that have nothing to do with fighting. We're done.
Speaking of fighting, by the way, got a prize to give away. I'll give this away right now, now that you mentioned it. This is really cool. Coming up this Saturday at Amerant Bank Arena, Real American Freestyle is going down. Colby Covington takes on Luke Rockhold. If you guys want a four-pack of tickets right now to go see Real American Freestyle at Amerant Bank Arena on Saturday, you guys can win those. Let's give a caller number three. Caller number three right now. Yoel Romero's on the card taking on our boy Bo Nickel.
Oh.
Although I'm rooting for Yoel. Sorry, Bo. You know.
He went to Notre Dame, right?
He went to Penn State.
Penn State. Who's the one that went to – he fought for the championship. He was undefeated. Went to Notre Dame.
That was Michael Lee. He got beat by Caleb Plant.
Yeah.
That was one of our first Vegas trips.
Okay.
That was a boxing match. This is Real American Freestyle. This is actual wrestling, not pro wrestling, although I believe they get paid. This is freestyle, actual, non-predetermined wrestling. Colby Covington's on the card. Armand Sarukian should probably be number one contender right now. In the lightweight division is on the card. Yoel and Bo Nickel and a whole lot of others. So if you're a wrestling fan, you want to check this out. Caller number three gets a four-pack of tickets. We got four packs all week. 305-567-0560. Caller three will win those tickets. Mixed bag coming up next. No, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good to be back with everybody. Good to be back. Miami Dolphins get smoked in their season finale yesterday. Yeah, what are you going to do? This is what they do. This is what they do. You know? They finish off, they fizzle out. Who? Dolphins. Quinn Ewers.
Fizzle out.
Yeah.
Fizzle out.
Yeah, fizzle out.
Part of fizzle out is 1-7.
Oh man, it is what it is, man. It's tough, but it is good to be back here. Kane's got a big one coming up on Thursday.
Yep,
Fiesta Bowl,
baby.
Excited for that. Miami Heat, I'm playing pretty good. They lost to the Wolves, split the weekend. Lost to the Wolves, but ended up winning last night against the Pelicans. Strange thing. I got to get into it a little bit. We got to get to the mixed bag here, but I don't know what the hell was going on with Tyler Hero yesterday. That was kind of strange, where he was available technically, but he wasn't available. I don't know what's going on there. But first, let us get to the mixed bag. Leroy, are you familiar with Mike Tomlin?
I am.
Mike Tomlin yesterday was asked about, did you think about it all? What would have happened if he made that kick? and you weren't in the playoffs, this is what Mike Tomlin had to say.
Make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle. All right.
All right.
Love that guy. He's the guy you want to sit down and have breakfast with.
There's no way that guy thought. He's like, he goes, I should have known.
Yeah.
You wouldn't figure, like, I should have known that was going to be what I was going to get back.
I'm surprised that more people didn't find it humorous.
I think people in the year of 2026 are like, hey, can I laugh at that? It's an old saying.
Why? It's an old saying.
Make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle. All right.
The background, the politically correct.
Nothing is better than the PR guy who goes,
all right, we're going to end it there.
Mike, HR's calling. You think Mike Tomlin's ever had to take an HR video? Aaron Glenn, Jets coach. This was his reflection on the season.
Obviously, man, the game was disappointing. And the only thing that I can think about is moving on to next year and taking this whole season. And I let the players down. I let the organization down. And that burns me. It really does. This was not expected of where we are this season. And I understand that. But here's what I do know. I know the reason why I came here. And I am not going to waver from my beliefs on what I think wins games in this league. And I am very confident in myself. I'm very confident in this organization. I'm very confident in our owner. I'm very confident in Mooj. And we're going to work our ass off to get this exactly where it needs to be.
All right.
Who's Mooj?
I'm assuming the GM. I have no idea. Maybe Vlad can tell us later in the week. We'll ask who Mooj is. Tier says, you see that Jet stat? First team to ever finish a season with no INTs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's, how do you not get it?
Even playing Tua twice.
You would think you had to throw one up there.
You play some turnover machines.
Wow.
Point for Leroy.
That is impressive. Yeah. Lamar Jackson, he was asked yesterday about John Harbaugh. And, you know, some of the stuff that's floating around there with him.
Uh-huh. That's you asking me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, I know we lost, but, like, you know, that's all.
Listen.
Go ahead, say it.
Sounds like he shouldn't be coached by John Harbaugh anymore. Sounds like he should move on. If you're asking me, obviously you can't get rid of John Harbaugh. You know, guy won a Super Bowl. You can't get rid of a Super Bowl coach. So in my eyes, there's no future with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, Leroy. That's just what's fair is fair. You know, Lamar, two MVPs. John Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. I can't. You can't ask the Baltimore Ravens to just dismiss a Super Bowl champion. So I think there's only one prudent thing to do here, and that is to send Lamar Jackson on his merry way. Somewhere warmer. Closer to home. You know? Not going to work out in Baltimore, clearly. He's got to get out of there. He's not happy. So do with it what you will. Miami Heat got a nice game from Jovic, dude. Jovic is back, dude. I don't know if you've noticed, but Jovic is back. Mm-hmm. He is back. He's doing it all. And this is what Nico said about their win yesterday.
I believe in myself. Like I always say, I know how good I am, and I just go out there and I want to show you know everybody from the team and my team is like, I help this team win. I don't think it's scoring. I think just everything else and showing them that I can win and I deserve those minutes. And that's the only thing. I come here every.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home.
And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Every day thinking that I gotta prove something, and I think it kind of helps me look better on the court.
I was there on Monday last week, Leroy, when Joker was in town. Ooh, scary. Thought Joker was cooked. Dude, can I tell you something about him? Are you ignoring me because of the hookah thing? Can I tell you something about him?
What?
That Joker? He's good.
He's... Dude! He had almost had a triple-double before he got hurt.
It was crazy. I mean, he was really picking the Heat apart. It was something. But in the midst of that game, Jovic, he was going up against him, and he was doing good. He was hitting threes. He forced a couple of misses. He was the only guy getting him to miss. I was like little Brate against big Brate. It kind of found like,
dude,
what?
Dude.
What? I'm just a little bit.
He wasn't stopping.
A little bit.
He almost had a triple-double at halftime.
Not against Jovic. Not against Jovic, dude.
I don't care what he
I'm telling you, he had
Did
some
he
stuff
get against him. The Miami Heat?
Yeah, but okay. Not Jovic.
Okay.
Bam and Kalel had their hands full. But Nico, he had the keys. Slowed him down a little bit.
Dude, hold on.
What?
Let me ask you a question. Your life is on the line.
Hmm?
You got Bam, Kalel, and Jovic.
To stop Joker?
To defend somebody.
Somebody or Joker?
Joker.
I'm going Jovic.
You are a liar.
He's got the keys.
You are a liar.
He's got the Serbian keys.
You're crazy.
He's got the Serbian keys. Who would you go with?
Bam or Kalel?
You got to pick one.
I'll go Bam.
Okay. It's fair. He's good. But he doesn't have the Serbian keys.
Dude,
so you're dead.
Why do I fall for this every time? I ask him questions where I know there's no reasonable bone in his body. Jovic, do you realize what you were saying about him earlier in the year?
Me? Nico? I've never left
Actually,
Team Nico.
You don't even have to say earlier in the year.
I never left Team Nico.
I would say maybe like 2 weeks ago.
I was never off Team Nico. I don't know what you guys are talking about. You guys are crazy.
Oh.
Find the tape.
Okay,
find the tape. I love when you guys do this.
I don't have access to
this. I love
tape.
When you guys do this. You guys
I
always
love
like,
when you do
you
this.
Said this.
You try to act like we're lying here.
Yeah, because you guys say things that are ridiculous. I never said. What did I say about him?
Sure. He was struggling?
You know what?
He was struggling. Did you see him play?
Okay, and he had one good game, and now you want to replace
him. No. He's had five good games in a row. He's been kicking it. You want to know what changed him?
What changed him?
The arm slice. When he took that fall and he messed up his elbow, he's come back a different man. He has! Dude, I'm not.
You.
Oh, dude, he has.
Success and failure around sports.
Right.
For you, have nothing to do with the overall sport.
Hold on.
It doesn't.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you do this. All right, that was boots on the ground. No. I'm going to let you do this.
Hey, Jennifer, that's his go-to line.
I'm not going to let you do this.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let you do this.
I ignore it when you say
no,
that.
No, I'm not going to let you this.
I'm not going to let you wait. Here's another one. I'm not going to let you be smirched.
Because you guys are, first of all, you're acting like I wanted him gone, which I did not.
Nobody said that.
Yep. Never did that.
Nobody said that.
I was talking to Nico, okay? I was talking to Nico.
Nico was 2 of 8 from 3. Yeah.
He started perfect, 2 for 2, and you want to know what? Doesn't matter. Because he got
finished 2 for 8.
Yeah, but from 3. The rest of what about the rest of basketball? He was great. He was the catalyst to their start. You want to know why? Because he has the keys.
The keys to what?
Everything, dude. But I'm telling you, I was talking to him, right? And I was like, hey, mental reset after the injury? And he says, he looked at me in the eyes, look at me. And he said, Brate. And I said, yes, Brate. We didn't say that. But he said.
We know that. We know you didn't say that.
You know, there's a lot of assumptions that. We can make that you don't really have to tell us didn't happen, right?
He said that his family came here and that he had a mental, like, epiphany that he cannot treat basketball anymore like a hobby. It has to be a job. I have to be a professional. And so all of a sudden, it dawned upon Nico that he has to go about this as a professional brate at basketball. And in the midst of that, while his arm healed up like the Serbian Terminator, he came back a different man.
See what I mean?
What?
Why do you, like, I sometimes feel like having a conversation with you is like having a conversation with two kids right after they watch Transformers. And they all say, oh, I'm changing into Optimus Prime. I'm changing into this. Like, your stories, dude. Like, for you to say he summoned the power of...
No, I think he did, though. I think he did. And I'm telling... Can I tell you something about this?
I figured you wanted me to look because you're getting ready to say something stupid.
That's not fair.
Okay, go.
Jennifer.
No.
Brendan.
You want me to tell you something about Nikola Jovic now?
I think you should ask Brittany.
Brittany. You want to know something about Nikola Jovic?
Sure.
All right, I'll tell you what's changed about Nikola Jovic, but first I need a caller. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560, and I'll tell you exactly what has changed about Nikola Jovic. All right, I don't want to just... All right, hold on. RVA. Hey, RVA Richie. Is he potted up?
I had to acquiesce.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, use a smaller word. We're talking to Tobin.
RVA Richie. You want to know what's different about Nikola Jovic now?
No. We're still trying to get over acquiesced. Like, you just let that go?
Don't step on him. RVA Richie.
I was helping you out.
Do you want to know what's different about Nikola Jovic now?
Please tell me.
All right. I got to go. Here's what's different about Nikola Jovic now. He's wearing a shooting sleeve. I'm telling you right now, shooting sleeve, Nikola Jovic.
Does he have stitches? Did he have to get stitches?
Can't tell you. I've only seen him with the sleeve. For all I know, it's a bionic arm under there. I don't know.
That's exactly what that is.
For all I know, it could be. I don't know what's under there, except for buckets.
This man.
Brittany, I'm telling you. Brittany, I'm telling you, you don't ever fall for it.
Minus one for show poniness.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you should give yourself another one just in case.
There it is. I'm surprised You just let acquiesce just run right by you.
I thought it was a great word.
I'm like, no. RBA Richie, what are you doing? Little
word. Word for me, dog.
Also, hey, I have a question. Yes. Brittany, did you find it odd yesterday that Tyler Hero dressed for the game but did not play?
I found it very odd.
What's up with that?
So I think what it was that because we have so many injuries, I think we needed him to be available.
You have to have eight guys dressed.
They had they played nine. They didn't need him.
So I guess they didn't need him. I don't really know what's going on with that. That's suspicious.
You know what?
That was very strange.
No. You know what that's like?
Hmm?
Hey, guys. He's available.
But why make him dress then?
That's, I don't know.
I don't understand. Because, like, what if you needed
him? Did he go through warm-ups?
He went through warm-ups. He did a warm-up.
Just to get
the routine down?
Yeah. I've done that before.
Okay.
I was out. I knew I wasn't playing, but I still went through warm-ups.
That was weird to me. I've seen that
before. Then went put on my street clothes.
He didn't put on his street clothes. He was wearing a uniform last night. That's what was weird about it.
You got to see if it still fit. Because it's been so long. Has he played in 20 games yet?
No, he's played in six.
Six games all year.
He's missed 30 games.
It's the new year.
Yep.
All right.
I'd assume he's going to play at some point on the road trip, one would think.
Can't break the asset before sending him off. Yes, that's right. So wait a minute. So check this out. Now how do you feel about some of these trades people are talking about?
Which ones?
The one about Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You would never trade Jovic. But for the right player, you
maybe
would.
For Ant.
Huh?
For Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely trade Jovic. But that you need, like, they're not going to trade for.
I wouldn't. I mean, if I was the Wolves, I wouldn't trade anybody for Ant-Man. I'd be like, you're going to have to hold me hostage and, like, then kick me out to trade you.
Do you think that they're going to stand pat because the investment they made and not having any picks for a while, they're just not.
Who, the Wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He's only he just turned 24.
Yeah.
They're really not in the danger zone unless, like, at the
end. Who is the dumb team that traded SGA?
The Clippers.
Of course.
The Clippers. The Clippers traded
for Paul George.
And Kawhi.
You would have been all in on that.
No.
Stop.
No.
You would have been all.
Not for SGA, dude.
You got excited and text me that.
There's
Dude, Kawhi's at a Chipotle.
Right, there's.
Do you remember that?
There was technically a time when I thought he was at the Aventura DMV because of Drew Starr that I thought we were getting Kawhi Leonard. And was I willing to trade Bam Adebayo back then? Yes, I was. But that was before Bam was Bam.
No. Come on, dude. Hey.
Mr. 799 Jr. says, Tobin needs a brain sleeve.
Dude, it won't help. He'll fight right through it.
What a time, dude. All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.